No, you're a fucking whore and your mother's a fucking whore. Your mother fucks your son, mate. Better still.
Listen to how you are.
She's
Listen.
Got a dick.
You're listening to Madhouse Live. Live. On the largest prank call station in the nation. In the nation. Prank Call Nation.
All right, I am here. I am Carlito. This is Madhouse Monday show. With me should be Baz and Turbo. Hey, guys, what's up? Let me know if you're audible.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. All right. Continuing my new studio setup tweaks, let me know if things are too low, too loud, too screwy. The reason it took me so long to start, I was trying to get the video feed started, and I couldn't get the Google Hangout to start after like three attempts, so I went ahead and went to downdetector.com, and sure enough, Google Hangouts is reported as having trouble being down in and out right now, so looks like no video, for at least for right now. Oh, well.
Hey, the background music's a tad bit loud.
All right, I'll bring it down. There we go. That might be better. Okay. Yeah. So I have focused on the city of Denver. Turbo, you sent in a horse breeder over there.
Yes, I did.
All right. I'm looking at the map also. Let's call the horse breeder first. Why not? If you're new to this, first time listening, MadhouseLive.com is a website. It's all explained over there. Shows all the time. This is good. I can take my pants off now that there's no video. Fuck yeah, man. No longer constricted by denim.
Escape your denim prison.
Thank you for calling Rocky Mountain Quarter Horse Association. We are unable to take your call at this time, but if you would...
B-I-T-C-H. Don't worry, I'll try her again. She probably won't answer, though.
Too busy masturbating their horses.
It's Monday. They're going to masturbate all the horses today.
Yeah.
Because they're all pent up from the weekend, being all horny. Horny horses.
Good afternoon, Rocky Mountain Quarter Horse. This is Janie.
I need you to pick up the second time. How you doing over there? You guys busy with them horses today?
Yes, we are.
It's Monday, right? So they're probably all pent up.
It is Monday, and it's also the last chance to pay into the Rocky Mountain or the Lucille Roan Cherry Creek.
Yeah, whatever that means. That's great. Yeah, so the horses are all pent up and aggressive today because it's been 2 days. They haven't been masturbated or anything like that for a while.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. So, do you do breeding also there? Right?
No.
Oh, wow. Do you have any nice studs, nice handsome horses?
No. We are actually an arm of AQHA.
The arm?
A registration company. We are not.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. You guys are with the arm?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm friends with the arm. He helps me out all the time.
If you want to talk
Fuck
about
you.
Studs, you need to talk to Vista Equine.
Oh, well, put him through then. Because I don't know. I don't know. This is the first call of the day, and I'm just, whatever. I'm not really paying attention to you.
Oh, okay.
So, ma'am, you cannot provide us with horse semen?
No.
No?
No. I was hoping to buy a quart.
Yeah, we need some horse cum. Nice, thick, goopy horse semen. What? Nice, thick, and goopy. You microwave it for a little while to get it warm again.
Oh, God.
Microwave.
Reminds me of that Jackass movie.
Oh, God.
Good afternoon, Rocky Mountain Quarter Horse.
Did you see Jackass 2 where they drank the horse semen?
I am going to hang up, and if you call again, I'm going to call the cops.
Are you associated with the Eagles?
The Eagles? The Great Eagle. I called again.
Ska-ka!
Guys, I'm calling again. Watch out. But you guys are going to talk, not me. So it's okay.
Otherwise, the police are coming.
Hello, ma'am. My name is David Snoswell. May I speak with whoever's in charge, please?
I am in charge here.
Oh, yes. Hello. My name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Equine Association of America. I'm on the line with my associate, Mr. Robert Trebois.
Hello.
Robert? Yes, we have some general inquiries about of the equine nature.
We are nothing but a registration. We do not sell semen. We do not have mares. We do not have stallions.
See, we can't come over and watch horses fucking?
Yeah. No.
Well, no? We have some... Damn it.
Should I call her again? That was funny. See? See? She talked to you. I'll call her again. One last time. One last time.
Thank you for calling Rocky Mountain Quarter Horse Association. Take your call at this time, but if you would...
It sounds like it's her
calling the police.
That. Yeah, she's busy on the other line. Good number, Turbo.
The horse police.
Good number, Turbo. Good work, boy. And she's down with the arm also. Scary shit, man.
Yeah.
I can't get the fucking... Come on, chat room. Come on. I added a phone number. I may be charged for calling it. Whatever. Oh, Skype, I love you. There we go. Now it's working. All right, now we got a massage therapist, huh? Horse massage?
With.
Wow.
Yeah, this confuses me.
Okay, we got to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to see if the horses do the massaging.
Or maybe they'll allow you to massage a horse, too.
Little quid pro quo, horse massage.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you have horse massage?
I used to.
Oh, good. Yeah, because the best massage is a horse's vagina, you know? You stick it in there, massage your
you
penis.
You are a jerk.
Okay, that was quick. I'll try it again.
This is Howard and Deborah Houck. Please leave a message.
Whatever. As she said, I am a jerk. Amen, Acres. That's all we got. Must be horse related, I'm guessing, right, Turbo? It's an acre.
Well, the weird thing is it says, like, entertainment, but it's out in the country, kind of. So, I don't know, horse strip club?
Yeah.
Amen Acres.
Yeah, horse entertainment. Jesus, horse entertainment?
I'm sorry?
Horse entertainment, is that what you have there?
No, it's Amen Acres.
Yeah, but it's entertainment. You guys are listed as entertainment. We're looking for a place to bring our horses.
We board horses, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to bring them in. Yeah, we want them to party a little bit. You know, they're going to have a bachelor party. Do you have any girl horses over there serving drinks?
No, we don't.
They can masturbate with?
No, I'm sorry.
Nothing like that.
No, all right. Thanks. Bye.
Do you have marijuana for the horses?
Do you have horse nip?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's legal in Colorado.
Yeah, we're in the right place for that.
Hi, this is B&T Tack and Feed and Amen Acres. At the tone, please leave a message and the phone number, and we'll call you back.
Amen Acres. Amen, brother. That's what Hulk Hogan would say. He was here.
A Christian horse ranch, yes.
Fuck yeah. All right, so Obey in the chat room is... Hang on, let me turn the music down for you guys. Obey in the chat room is saying that he doesn't get emails from Mixler when I go on, but when everyone else does, he does. That doesn't make any sense. Arby says he gets my emails.
It's channel-based.
Yeah, I don't control it. It's in the channel level.
And I even got the email when I went on just now. I got the email popped up on my screen, and I also even got the push notification on my iPad that's in front of me. So I don't know. It came up and said Madhouse is going online. I don't know. Maybe you're blocking mine specifically on your
end. I got the push for iOS too. 17 minutes ago.
Yep. Obey, your shit's broken. But hey, I can't. We have a new website that we're trying to open up for the network. We're changing things up, and I can't get to it from a Windows machine, but I can get to it from my Ubuntu and from my iPad. It's weird. I don't know why.
Weird.
Yeah, I flushed my DNS. I've rebooted. Nothing. Yeah. Okay, well, moving right along. Let's see what else we got here. You put any more numbers, Turbo? Let me look. Yes, you did.
Couple more, yeah.
Gestalt. That sounds like a wizard, right? Yeah.
Oh, and also, the N is sending me some Craigslist ads from Denver.
Is he then?
You want those in a bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
I'll post those when we get through some of these.
Good. It's a Denver celebration today. Is it St. Patrick's Day today? Or is that later?
Yes,
it is.
I didn't even know. And I'm not even wearing green. Good thing I'm not in
camera. Actually have some numbers of pubs in Dublin, but I'm thinking, you know how those go. They're loud and noisy, and they can't hear you. And
Yeah, and a day like
today.
If
you want them, I can.
You know, we could also call Boston. That's a big Irish St. Patrick's Day town. Chicago, too. They get real crazy.
Yeah.
Who else gets crazy on St. Patty's Day? Savannah, Georgia does, I think, from what I heard. They got a big event there. Savannah, Georgia is a weird town. It's like in the middle of the deep south, but it's really liberal. They have a really big gay parade, and they have a really big Irish population, Italian. It's crazy. Well, I'm
Cupcake
gonna...
lives there.
Who?
Cupcake.
Okay.
Remember Cupcake?
No. Who's Cupcake?
Oh, who's Cupcake? I vaguely remember that.
That guy who worked at, like, the clothes store, who stayed on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cupcake. Yeah, yeah. You know, I didn't save that number. That guy seemed cool. I hope he looked this up, at least. Maybe he'll show up one day.
Yeah, supposedly signed into IRC.
That same day, right?
Yeah.
He did, yeah, then during that show. Well, good. Maybe he'll, if he thought it was cool, he'll come back around, because I don't know. I couldn't remember. Well, I guess I could listen to it. It was a cupcake place, though, right? Or did I just call him Cupcake?
No, it was a cupcake place. That's why you called him Cupcake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I might be able to find it then.
And he liked it.
In Savannah, Georgia. All right, I'll work on that. I'll find that episode and we'll listen. I say I'm going to do it, and then I don't do it. Oh. All right. I'll try and gestalt. We need a good answer here. When do you take this? All right, I'm giving up on that one. White horse, whole horse therapy. I really should be wearing my glasses when I do these shows. I hate wearing my glasses inside the house. But I'm so lazy. Like, I'll sit there and suffer through watching TV without glasses on and can't read shit on the screen on CNN. But hey, you know what I started watching? Al Jazeera on cable? That's a real much, much better news source than CNN.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Yeah.
They do good stuff.
Yeah, they do. Ever since they westernized, like about 3-4 years ago, they started pushing like for that.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, is this horse therapy?
No, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, come on.
Ma'am.
What a liar. Let's see if she picks up again. Give her shit or something. I don't know. I forgot I said to do that. My bad.
Let's accuse her of lying. That always goes over well.
Yeah, it's on the internet. Man, she ain't gonna answer this time.
Yeah, they're not like those Brits.
You reached on.
What was that?
Those Brits will keep answering. They're not like those Brits. You know, the British will keep answering.
Oh, yeah. They feel obligated. Like, you never know. It could be the Queen needing our help.
Warning of the Germans coming back.
The time.
Yeah. Arabian Horse Association.
Say hello. You gotta say Allah Akbar too. Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Please choose from one of the following options: one for AHA addresses, two for assistance with membership, registration, transfers, import.
Zero. Please hold. I will transfer you to.
I'll say salam. Is it salam alaikum? Operator.
Yeah, say salam.
Hello.
Arabian Horse Association.
Yes, salam alaikum.
Who?
Salam alaikum. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the Arabian Horse Association.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to speak with somebody regarding Arabian horses, please.
Okay, what about them?
The anatomy, please. I have a question.
The anatomy?
Yes.
Okay, let me send you up to membership, and hopefully they can.
Yes, it's about the member.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah, a horse member.
Membership.
Arabian Horse Association, this is Cindy. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Big Cindy. This is David Snoswell. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. What can I help you with today?
Yes, I've got a question about horse memberships.
Okay.
Yes, I was wondering how I might enroll in your horse membership association machine. And I have a question about my horse member. I have an Arabian horse. His name is Nibbles. And I would like to join your association.
Okay. Do you have a certificate of registration for the horse? Are you sending that in to change?
Oh, absolutely.
The title? Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sure.
He's a thoroughbred.
Is he an Arabian cross?
Yeah, he's an Arabian cross.
Okay, so if it's, is it...
His father's name was Cross.
Okay. On the back side of that certificate of registration is our transfer information, and you'll send that in.
Transfer that shit. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm listening. I apologize.
No problem. And you will fill out the back of that certificate and process the the transfer
information. He's a beautiful horse. He's sleek and muscular, and he's got a large member, and he's very fertile. I have my other associate on the line, Mr. Robert Turbois. He's currently milking Nibbles of his seed, and we were wondering if you'd like a sample to come along with the transfer form.
Yes, I have about 100 cc's of horse material here. Very, very virile DNA.
Okay. She finally went. I'll try. Okay. So we need what department? Membership, yeah.
Thank you for calling the association. Please choose from one of the following options. One for AHA addresses, two for assistance with membership.
Look, I see horses just like milling around all the time, and they're always just getting random hard-ons. I don't see why this is so offensive.
Yeah, totally. What was that one address in Denver? Wasn't there an address in Denver? Wasn't there an address like in Denver that?
Please,
hello.
I will transfer you.
Was that somebody?
Arabian Horse Association operator.
Okay, let's wait for the operator.
Arabian Horse Association, how may I direct your call?
Yeah, I was wondering if you can send me back up to membership. Transfer me to Big Fat Cindy.
So Cindy, okay, may I ask what your name is?
Big Fat Cindy. This is David Snoswell. I'm calling about my horse member.
Okay, give me 1 second.
It's quite large and hard at the moment.
Okay, give me 1 second.
And Robert's milking it.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Hurry, because he's going to blow.
I'm using both hands.
We don't know what we're supposed to collect the semen in.
That's the semen coming out. I'll keep doing that for you every once in a while. That's you, Turbo, milking the horse.
I'm putting all my muscle into it.
I can tell we're collecting them in mason jars, but they're too small.
They're overflowing into the cake pan I have underneath the mason jars.
That's a toilet. Hello?
Hello, Cindy. We have an emergency.
Yes, what's going on?
Yes, Mr. Trebois is milking Nibbles right now, but the mason jars are too small. It's overflowing into the baking pan below. What kind of container should we use for semen collection?
That's a lot of horse semen. Holy shit. All right, urban cowgirls. Is this horse related or any idea?
Yeah, it says, if you look at the bottom, horse rental service.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
So it's not reverse cowgirl questions?
Well, you know, they say, like, if a lady rides a horse... You know.
Hi, you've reached Ariel and Urban Cowgirls. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you.
Right.
At the tone.
I wasn't paying attention. Here we go. Pardon me.
Hi, you've reached Ariel and Urban Cowgirls. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Sorry, I'm working on the video problem here. It looks like it might have come up, so... Loading that right now. There we go. We're going to start broadcast on YouTube. Be aware. We are live. All right, hello, YouTube viewers. And also those watching the video feed at madhouselive.com. I have made it. Thank you. Anyway, where were we?
Hey, Dashi sent me a number. I know it's not Denver, but it's San Francisco. This woman's donating 50 gallons of breast milk.
50 gallons? Okay. Wow. Ew, man. She's been saving them that long? Or she just makes them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many separate women are involved?
Hold on, I gotta format this.
Yeah, mixing milks from different women is gross, dude.
Yeah, that is. But you get more antibodies.
Probably. You get a more diverse. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, let me just format that. It's not, the name is, Taruna.
Taruna.
Okay, here you go.
There's someone calling back from a blocked number. Should I accept it? All right, here's the breast milk call. Oh, my bad. It's my fault.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have the breast milk?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, this is Cross. I'm trying to get some breast milk for my wife and for our purposes here at home.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. One second.
Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, this is Cross.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how...
We need breast milk. My wife and I need breast milk, you know, for our purposes here in the home. How many different women does this come from? How did you get 50 gallons?
I'm sorry, how old is your kid? Can I ask you a couple of questions first?
Oh, okay, sure.
How old is your child?
3 weeks old.
3 weeks old? Okay. Is your wife not producing, or?
Well, that's a private matter.
That is the problem?
That's a private thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't just tell you about my wife and her breasts, you know? I can't just come out and tell you that. She'd be really mad if I did that.
Okay. I do have somebody else who's asked for it before you have, so I'm going to
wait. I'll pay more. I'll pay more. We need it for more than just the baby, you know what I mean?
I'm not selling it. I'm donating it.
I want to wash my car with it, you know?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in talking
to you.
Come
on, look, I'll pay you. I'll pay you good money. Come on, I'll suck your dick.
I'm not interested in talking to you.
How did you make it? How did you make it? Tell me, come on. How did you make it?
It's so hot.
Yeah.
You can bathe in it, too.
Fuck.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Come on, Horsey Cat says he can. He wants to make tofu out of it.
You could make paneer out of it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Paneer. God.
Maybe she could donate it to an Indian restaurant.
Paneer's cottage cheese, you know?
Yeah, basically that's what it is, yeah.
You just kind of press it.
All right, well, let me go to the map. See what we can scrounge up. Oh, wait a minute. We got these people selling shit. Hang on. And you said Deanne is working on Craigslist numbers, right?
Yeah, let me... he's got a script he wrote for generating Craigslist numbers.
All right, in the meantime, I got someone selling a Honda Accord, 93 Honda Accord. Exciting.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, you have a Honda Accord?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to drive that motherfucker, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, is it a nice little car?
Do what?
Is it a nice little car?
Yeah, I drive it daily. I'm actually on my way to work in it now.
How long you had it?
I've had it for about a year.
About a year? All right. You have you have a lot of sex in it?
No.
Okay, no fingering, nothing like that?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So the seats are nice and clean. Did anyone sit down without any pants on?
Seriously?
Yeah, I need to know these because if not, I'm going to have to get a steam cleaned, you know? Hello? Dumb bitch. Yeah. She said seriously, guys. Hang on. Calling again.
Seems like a reasonable line of inquiry to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a guy with a huge sports card collection. Also, Big Ken is calling him. Hello, Ken. All right, Ken. Huge sports card collection. Yeah. And if you want it, call it out now.
Turbo, you want it?
Sure.
Turbo has it.
Hello.
Hi, you're selling the used sports car collection?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do any of these cars have turbo? I need to go fast. Very fast.
Well, no, these are mostly back in the 80s and then the figurines and stuff. They're nothing, you know.
Well, can I inject poppers into the engine and make them go very fast? My wife, you know, she likes that a lot. She likes the vibration when the engine's about to tear itself apart.
Sports cards, not cars. I don't have a car. I have cards.
Cards?
Uh-huh. Sports cards.
Oh, okay. Well, she likes to play euchre, too. You know, turbo-style rules. Turbo euchre. Uh-huh. You know, where you can, like, throw the cards at your opponent. So, do they are they good flat cards? Because if there's a curve, they'll catch the air and they'll skew off to the side.
They're all mint cards, just about it.
Oh, okay. Do they have the coating on them? Because there may be some bodily fluids involved. This chicken here, it's just rummaging through my cards. I thought you said cars.
cards. Schwartz cards.
What a bitch.
Really? I'll call her back. She probably won't answer, but I'll call her back. Just a moment. All right, alpacas.
You should get those killer chickens of Baz to fight the fucking alpacas.
Yeah. Hang on, screen problem fixed. Here we go.
They could replace the goats.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have alpacas?
Yes.
Oh, nice. And they got the nice fur on them, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't wanna see. How do you shear them when I get them? Could you guys show me how to shear? I'm going to make all my...
No, we don't shear.
You don't shear?
We have a professional come and shear for us.
Oh, what's his name? Is he cool? Would he come to my place?
I don't know. He has a pretty full clientele right now.
Yeah.
Do you have alpacas?
Well, I want to get some, and then do it that way. I thought I'd go through you guys, you know. Yeah. How about masturbating the alpacas? How do you guys do that?
Excuse me. Who is this?
No, for breeding purposes.
No, we don't do that.
Do you know anyone who does? I mean, of course. How do you contact a breeder?
Well, I would get on the web and start looking at, breeders in your area. Just type in alpacas, and you'll have tons of information.
All right, so I got to go on the computer on the internet, right? Like the YouTube computer and all that. I'll go in there and I'll Google. Right?
Yeah.
On the Google? Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll do that. Yeah, because look, that's what I want to get into is because I'm already doing it, jerking them off, so I might as well make money off of it. And there's a lot of money in the breeding, in the sperm and
who
all.
Who is
that.
This?
Oh, this is Eddie.
Who? Eddie who?
Eddie Cross. Eddie Cross.
Huh. Yeah. Okay, well... good luck on that one.
All right, so you have no idea about, the whole thing where they, they masturbate the alpaca and you put it in the container and sell it later?
No, alpacas, you can't do that.
Why not?
It doesn't work. They have tried breeding like that, and it's not it.
Yeah, but then I saw that there's like a female alpaca, like a stuffed thing. That you put out in the field, and they do it to that. You put the scent on it, the female scent on it, and they're so stupid that they fuck it, and then you get the sperm that way. That's how you do it.
Huh. Well, like I said, good luck with that, and you can contact, national organizations and talk to them about that.
Yeah, because those alpacas are fucking stupid,
No, they're not. They're
No, they're really fucking. They'll fuck. They'll have sex. I'm sorry, they'll have a sex with a stuffed fake one.
You might try calling somebody else. So bye bye.
Okay, whatever, bitch.
Ma'am, why don't you call her back?
Yeah,
I can be your partner.
Unreasonable woman.
She probably won't answer, though.
I know people breed those motherfuckers, so whatever.
Get right up under that alpaca and just start fucking tugging and jerking.
Well, I just learned you can't masturbate an alpaca, so...
I call bullshit. I think you can.
Of course you can. You can masturbate anything. You can masturbate a rock if you tried hard enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dwight's got a
there are actually
case
a...
full of goat jizz.
That's right.
I lost my apps.
Oh. Well, hey, Carlito, did you hear we got George Takei's boyfriend to hang up on us the other night?
Really? What's... Oh, yeah? That guy?
Yeah, we're calling the Comic Cons, trying to get JDF again, and we're like, "Well, we can't get JDF, so we called George Takei's room."
His name is
Brad.
Yeah,
I asked to speak to the captain of the Enterprise B, and he got all pissy.
He wasn't the captain.
Yeah, he was.
No, he was the captain of the Excelsior, dude. He wasn't an Enterprise B.
Shit! You're right.
No wonder.
God damn it!
No wonder
that's why he got pissed.
No, that's why he's pissed. Because
damn it!
Because George Takei, he was really he always wanted his own shot. Like he wanted his own series and stuff. And they floated that they were going to, and they never did. It was supposed to be a Starfleet Academy series, which would have been the most boring shit ever. And he was going to be like the head admiral, and they took it away from him, and he's always, I don't know. He never got along with Shatner, and that's why they were separate in the last movie. They never really, they weren't together at all. Because he was the captain of the Excelsior, because they wouldn't get along. So he got to captain his own ship.
We found out, too, that JDF's being a cocksucker and hiding under another name now when he's at these hotels.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not right. He should... He's under his GDF now. George David Brand. Well, that sucks. Did you guys ever get a chance to talk to him or his wife or whatever?
You want to call his cell phone right now and see if she'll answer?
Yeah. Post it to me, I'll call it. Did you ever talk to her or no? Hello?
Turbo talked to the wife and snaked the cell phone number.
No, that wasn't me. That was Sloth.
I thought that was you.
No. It was on Science.
Yeah, I think it was Sloth.
Wrong again, Ken. Wrong again. Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good.
Oh, good. I'm going to put Mr. Turbo on. He had something to ask. Go ahead, Turbo.
Hi there. Is Jason there?
No.
Oh, okay. So how are you doing, Tammy?
Good. Who's this?
Oh, this is Turbo.
I don't know who Turbo is.
You know, the Turbo Red Ranger?
Are y'all the one that's been calling me over and over?
No.
No.
We're just talking about that con coming up.
We're with American Gladiators. We're trying to get a hold of Jason to see if he wants to be on the show. He's Turbo.
Yeah.
I'm Blazer.
I don't know.
I'm Bazzer.
Yeah, that's Bazzer. Yeah, we're here at the gym. We're working out. We're pumping. You know, where we're just doing some practices for the show. The new season starts. Hulk Hogan and Muhammad Ali's daughter are the hosts. NBC. So anyway, we were looking to reach out to Jason about maybe being on the show.
Yeah, well, how did I get my number?
Sources gave it to
us. Through back channels.
Yeah. NBC gave it to us, actually. The network gave it to us.
No, they don't have my number.
Someone does.
Well, yeah, someone. This is my private cell phone, so I don't take calls from people I don't know.
Well, your phone, or everyone's phone number gets sold at some point by some company. You register for something. Even your phone company sells it, so it's really out there. NBC's got ways of getting it through the news department and all that. No, they do that. That's serious. That's how it gets out. That's why you always got to change your number and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Turbo's the one that really wants you on. I'm Blazer, and I'm like, whatever, you know? I think we need another girl on the show, not another guy, but that's just me.
Terrible.
I mean,
events.
We were looking for Jason, but yeah, if you're interested personally, that would work too.
Are you fit like Jason?
No. I'm sorry. I don't have time for that.
Jason likes spinners, we understand. That's what he told Turbo once at the convention.
Yeah, he was talking about Amy Jo, you know?
I don't know. I mean, he looks the same to me, so.
Yeah. Did you know that he got in trouble recently in a truck stop? And also that he tumbled over an ambulance? What did he do, Dwight? Dwizer? What did he do?
He fucking kicked an ambulance over.
Yeah, he flipped over an ambulance.
Who?
Jason.
Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucking...
My Jason?
He spin kicked a fucking ambulance and tipped that shit over.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Created quite a stir.
Really?
Yes, so what we're going to do on the American Gladiators, we're going to do a husband versus wife episode. So we want to get you both involved there.
The wives going to lose. The wives are going to lose no matter what because they're women. That's a requirement of NBC.
Have you ever seen Atlas Ball jousting before? That's what we have in mind.
No.
I'm not going to be much help to you guys. Sorry, I'm not in the industry.
Oh, wow.
Well, this could be your big break, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a big break.
It's either
on Jason's Facebook with your boobs and that Power Ranger shirt. That was pretty good.
It's either this or a sex tape.
No.
Yeah, we have some contacts at Vivid, actually, who could help you out with that. Yeah. It would actually be even better than this opportunity.
And it'd be you and Jason.
And
it's
Vivid.
Not like you're cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
Vivid,
just you and Jason. Very good Christian adult film, you know?
Black and white.
Oh, okay.
Be nice.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and tell us, we tried to call Jason over at the Louisville Comic-Con. How come they said he wasn't there? I know you guys are staying at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked for your guys' room. You guys weren't there.
Oh, I don't know why they told you that. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I'm sitting in the post office, so I gotta go. I gotta go mail this stuff right now.
Okay, we'll call you back in a little bit.
All right, bye, sexy.
Bye.
That's a conversation she's gonna have with Jason later.
Yeah, you know she's gonna like these weird fucking American Gladiators called. One of them is a Turbo, and there really is a Turbo.
That's
right?
The first time that number has ever worked. It's always went to fucking voicemail.
Yeah. She's like, are you the motherfuckers that keep calling?
Well, they're always calling at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's why she never picks up, probably.
Well, her curiosity probably got the better of her.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently that is their cell phone.
How much do you want to bet his cell phone is one digit up or down?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah,
no.
You know, my wife and I used to have numbers like that.
Really? If you get a plan together, probably, right? They allocate them like that?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Well,
you know, back when I was like a teenager, my whole family just had like consecutive numbers.
Hmm. Okay. All right. You want to try?
I don't know. I really think they may just have one cell phone though, because
you know
JDF got caught like fucking around with Amy Jo or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sloth did ask for Jason's number too, and she's like, "No, we share this phone." It's like, why would you share a cell phone?
Yeah, whatever. No, he's got to have his own.
Let's test the theory and see if we can find Jason.
Well, because if he's doing business and stuff, unless she's his manager also, and he's just not allowed to talk to the world.
She's producing that stupid web thing, his Morph in Life or whatever.
Oh, okay. Really? I didn't even know
there was
that. Which
is stupid.
Okay. Can you... I'm looking at the...
I'm formatting it right now. I'll give you both here.
Post the variations, yeah. And we'll work on that. We'll see what we can find out. Anyway, right. This is a Monday show. It is now 3:20 p.m. Eastern.
Sitting here enjoying some Triscuit crackers while we harass JDF's wife.
Triscuits, huh? You should have gotten Wheat Thins, man.
The roasted garlic Triscuits.
Should have gotten Wheat Thins, bro. I'm just saying.
Wheat Thins are good, too. You gotta get the buffalo ones.
Let's get the plain ones. I get the plain ones, and I put little pieces of cheese on them. And I microwave them for, like, 4 seconds.
That's what I do with the Triscuits. Put some sharp cheddar on them.
Yeah, you might you nuke them
get
for
that shit melted.
Yeah,
I get Triscuits and get like spinach dip. That's good stuff.
All right, here we go.
There were the two variations there. So,
all right, we're looking.
I'm also partial to the chicken and the biscuit crackers. Those are good.
All right, here we go. This is the first possible variation test for Jason, David, Frank, JDF. You guys talk to him because I don't know.
I'll ask.
Hello.
Hey, is Jason there?
Hello?
Hello?
I already know the answer to that.
Yeah, is Jason.
Hello,
Jason
this is David
there?
Snuswell. I speak with Jason.
Hi, and this is Robert Turbois, his associate.
Puta madre.
We're attempting to purchase the cell phone number for Jason David Frank. It is consecutive with his wife's cell phone number.
I don't know.
How much you want for the cell phone number?
Habla español.
How does six figures sound?
Hang on. Habla español.
Sí, hablo español.
Yeah, puta madre.
What?
Puta madre, cabrón.
Pinche cabrón.
Maricón.
¿Quién puta es?
Maricón.
Es tu madre.
Sí.
Sí. Está,
me la cojo.
Está aquí.
Tu madre con, me la cogí.
Está aquí conmigo, cabrón. All right, that was the first
one. What'd
you say? I said, your whore mother. She's here with me. Your whore mother. That's it. Pretty much that was it. He's like, I got you. No, I got you.
The person you are calling cannot accept calls at this time. We're sorry for any inconveniences being caused.
Well, that's JDF.
That's
he has paid.
That's suspicious.
Yeah, let's call every number in this area code until we find them.
You gotta make a note of that one, Ken. It's a possibility.
Yeah, I'll remember. Just it's the number below the one we tried. The one from Tammy's. She stayed on the phone a little longer than I thought she would, too.
Yeah, I think she was like, I just want to find out who the fuck these people are that keep messing with me.
Or she was intrigued.
Yeah, she sounded a little like she would cheat. You know, she'd be like, alright.
Yeah,
I left her
with her sex life.
Yeah. I left her a voicemail the other night because whoever was running the Skype stepped away, and I was like, and the voicemail was going. I'm like, shit, how the fuck do I turn this thing up? Sorry, wrong number. Fucking, we end up hanging up.
So they, you know, that she's heard all those voicemails you guys have been leaving.
That's the only voicemail we've ever left because somebody stepped away.
Oh, okay,
we never leave voicemails.
Unk's voicemail.
There's been
That was to the hotel room.
Yeah, but still.
They know about that probably.
Tammy
too.
Probably heard that.
Yeah. I'm sure his dickface recorded it with his phone and then posted it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they did. Yeah, they know about it, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I know you guys were at the Hyatt, and she fucking just confirmed it. I don't know why they told you we weren't there. It's because you're telling them to tell us that, you whore.
All right, here's a sofa, like new, used very little, and two chairs.
Oh, yeah.
All three pieces for $125. And this guy
there's
has
got to have been some fucking done on that sofa.
This guy,
I think they'd be worth more if they had some good stains on them.
Probably, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, I'll pay them an extra $50 if they piss some shit on it before I pick it up.
He picked it up. He's going to voicemail now.
8-2-7.
Whatever.
Damn. JDF's at lunch somewhere. I wish I could figure out where the fuck they are.
He doesn't ever check in anywhere, nothing like that?
No.
He doesn't do that.
No, that one time he posted on Facebook like where he was having dinner, but...
You gotta be watching for that shit. Alright. To Good Homes Only, we got some full-blooded boxer bulldogs. Did we ever get Craigslist stuff, Baz, from then? The end then? Yeah, no.
Hello.
All right, no answer there. All right, I see Baz's link. Links. We got a Craigslist ad. Wait. I'm going from the bottom up now. Amerisleep's plant-based memory foam mattress. Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling Amerisleep. How may I help you?
Yeah, you got these foam mattresses, but they're made from plant machines.
I'm sorry, one more time, sir?
They're made from plant machines?
No, they're partially plant-based.
Partially? I thought they were stuffed with plants, because I'm looking for a good way to hide some plant matter right now, and I thought if I made a mattress out of it, that'd be awesome. You just break out chunks of the mattress whenever you need it and sell it like that, slice it off?
Yeah, nothing like that.
Oh, man. Wow. Do you have a testing area there?
We don't. We're strictly online.
But I'm in the area, though. I live in the area.
What area?
I'll come by, like, close to where you guys are. I'm going to come, come by, lay down on the mattress, masturbate on it.
We don't have any.
You don't have mattresses there?
No.
Where are they?
Arizona.
Arizona? Where? Tell me the address. I want to go there. I'm going to call. What's your phone number there?
I was muted. I had an idea for the memory foam. Can I talk to him?
Sure, man.
Thank you for calling Amerisleep.com.
Thank you for calling.
I was going to say that I do a lot of extramarital fucking, and I'm worried that, if it has memory, it might remember and tell my wife.
Will it stay in the form of my mistress's ass?
Yeah.
That's bad. All right, we got a car in good condition then. V6. It started ringing right on time. It's awesome.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you have a car?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you didn't say what kind of car it is. You're just explaining what it looks like, but you didn't say what kind of fucking car.
Okay, what car are you looking for? What kind of car?
V6 leather limited. V6 limited. What the fuck is that?
V6 limited. You can talk a little bit gently, sir.
What?
I can talk that slang too.
You can talk that what? Do you speak English? Or is there someone English speaking there?
I speak Russian.
Oh, well, your accent is really pissing me off.
Okay, what's your question?
What's the kind of fucking car is it? What kind of fucking car? Okay.
Sorry.
Don't speak Russian.
I was telling him to get out of Crimea.
Yeah. Well, that ain't going to be happening.
Nope.
Bad news for you. Okay, never mind. Oops, I wasn't looking. Okay, moving right along. What's this number? 99 Kia Sportage. All right.
Mr. Mazda.
Yeah. Hi. You have a car?
Yeah.
Okay. How is it? A nice car?
You what?
Nice car. Good car. Hello.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Yeah. Sharmuta.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. What's up? Okay, sorry. Business owner.
Yeah. Sharmuta.
Clem.
Nope, that's it.
This motherfucker here.
Can I help you? Can I help you?
Yeah, are you Sean Muda?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Cross.
Cross. Who's yeah. Cross?
That's me. You asked me who I am. I said Cross. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, what can I do for you?
First of all, stop fucking around, okay? I want to buy the fucking car, motherfucker. I held that long to do that. Fuck.
Motherfucker.
Nope. Picked what up and hung asshole. Right up. Yeah. The YouTube video feed still having trouble. Apparently, it just crashed. And that's trying to come back up on its own. Google having some big problems with the Google Hangout platform. Today, apparently. Wow. I'm just going to shut it off because it's annoying me. There we go. No more video. Woo! Do what I want. Taking my pants back off. Okay.
So we're getting some requests in the chat room for Indian restaurants.
Okay.
But most in the U.S. won't be open right now. I've got three in Scotland if you want to try calling there.
Okay, let's do that. Let's see how they act.
These are in Dumfries, Scotland.
Okay. On it.
Jump on it.
First one is India Palms.
India Palms.
Yeah, hey boy. How are you?
Okay.
Oh, I want to make an order.
Yeah, what can I get you?
Okay, one chicken tikka masala.
Okay.
Okay, medium spice.
Okay.
One garlic naan.
Okay.
Okay, one banchud.
Sorry?
Banchud.
Sorry?
Banchud!
You have it?
You bastard. Eh? Banchud, you bastard.
Is that it? You're fucking funny.
Yeah.
Eh?
Eh.
Who is that?
Sharmuta.
Eh?
Eh? Bring sister. Andy. Bring your sister in
you
front of us.
Fucking macho bastard.
Bring your sister in front of us. Oh,
yeah. Here, I'll apologize.
You fucking macho bastard. He's still on the line, isn't
he? Yeah, he slammed the phone and he...
Hey.
There he goes. It dropped.
You dumb shit.
It dropped. No, I got him. I got the tractor beam on him.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey, I'd like to apologize. My traveling companion is a little bit out of hand right
mate,
now.
Mate, I'm just going to answer the phone to the police, all right?
No, don't hang up, please.
I'm going to phone the police.
We're very hungry, I'm sorry.
Your number,
listen to me.
The police will be able to get your number, all right? So I'm just going to phone the police now, okay? Bye.
Hey, you stupid shit.
Oh, wow. Angry Baz, watch out. Hang on, let me call him back.
Yes? Who's it? Don.
So if he has to show up, he yells, so... There's nobody home right now, and I could yell.
Doesn't it feel good? He's hanging right up. Damn it! Alright, we'll do it to Sitar Indian. That guy understood Banchud from the beginning. I love those guys.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I gotta call back and ask him where he's from so I know specifically.
Is there anything that I'm gonna help you?
I'd like to make an order, please. Yeah.
Sure, how do you like, sir?
My name is Don.
Yeah, how do you like?
I like one chicken tikka masala.
Mm-hmm.
One garlic naan.
Garlic naan.
Yes. One banchud.
Sorry?
One banchud. Banchud?
Chicken or lamb?
Your mother.
Sorry?
Your mother. Mother chod.
Chicken does that.
No. Bring your mother.
Stinky Sorry? Pussy.
Bring your stinky mother here. And I want to see. I want to have her.
You like to order?
Yeah, your mother.
My mother?
Yeah, your mother?
Yeah. Just dumb promise. Monkey.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Banchod. I'm ordering your mother.
I fuck your motherfucker. You
no.
What talking about?
Hey,
fuck
you mother. Stinky shit. You mother.
And you can't just pussy pussy.
Your you mother.
Fucker.
Motherfucker. Oh, wow. All right. Call him. Phone's busy. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Scottish Indians get pissed off.
Damn. They left the phone off the hook. One call and they left the phone off the hook. Are you serious?
He's like choking his chicken right now. He's so mad.
They're like, fuck dinner orders. Because over there it's 8:43. Well, it's getting late, right? It's 8:43 p.m.
There's actually one more up above the India Pumps, the Deckish.
All right. Let me get it.
Here, can I talk to him?
Sure.
Good evening, Dakshin Investment. How can I help?
Yeah, good evening. I'd like to place an order for some food to take away, please.
Yes, sir. What would you like to have today, please, sir?
Yeah, is your food clean in your restaurant?
Sorry, sir?
I'm sorry. I'm an American, and we're used to high standards of cleanliness.
No, no, I can understand. It's just that the noise is a little bit more. Now you can say that, sir.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Better.
Yes. I'm an American, so we're used to high standards of cleanliness. Do your cooks wash their hands after they use the bathroom or masturbate?
Sorry?
Yes. Is your food clean, please?
Yes, sir. We have a food clean, very clean food.
Okay, great. I would like to make an order for chicken tikka masala.
Yeah?
Spicy. I want spicy hot.
Chicken tikka masala, spicy one.
Pardon? Say that again?
I have a hard time with chicken tikka masala, spicy one.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, I have a problem with the you know, the devil people, shitty devil people accent. It's hard to hear sometimes. I apologize.
Okay, nobody's, yeah.
Okay, you don't have any devil people there?
Devil people?
You know,
what do you mean by devil people?
Sorry? People that might want to do me harm when I come in?
So
will I be
you
safe
want to
there?
Come? No, what? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Dumfries.
Where exactly in Dumfries, sir?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. I'm kind of scared now. You sound hostile.
Sorry?
Can I just order poppadoms, too, please?
Poppadoms?
Yes, please. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Sir. What else,
I just have. I have many phobias and many fears.
So you want chicken tikka masala? You want poppadom? What else, sir?
Yeah. One order of banchod.
Sorry?
Banchod.
Banchod? What is banchod, sir?
That's like where you bring your sister in front of me, and then I take her clothes off, and then I spread mango chutney all over her, and then I lick it off. And then I'm going to take a shit in your tandoori oven. You stupid shit. Hello.
Oh, man, he didn't get mad. All right, we'll call the previous one that got really mad.
Yeah.
Is that another one, Star Indian? No, we called that one. That was the one.
I only put three in, yeah.
Yep. Here it is. Let's see if they took their phone off the hook. Yes, they did. Yeah, hi. You'd like to make an order? Okay, one chicken tikka masala.
Mm-hmm.
One banchod.
And then?
Yeah, your sister.
We just
banchod. Your what?
Just one moment.
Okay. That's it. He hung up. Never mind. Okay. Okay.
straight, man. You're done fucked up.
I'm going to the map. Shit, I lost the map.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, map, where are you? Up there. Here we go. And where were we? Denver? Sometimes the Indian place is still answer, though. Indian restaurant in Denver, Colorado. Here's Little India. Let's try him.
Hello. Hello. Are you a daily friend?
Yes.
Unmanned from phone number 770021.
Yeah, I know.
This is $50,000.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you for calling Little India Champa.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order, damn it.
Okay, one moment.
Hey. Hello?
You said you want to make an order for pickup?
Yeah, but I had something to say that's important before you did that.
Okay.
Do you have, like, Indian people there?
Yes.
Oh, are they clean?
Sorry?
Are they clean?
Clean?
Yeah, are they clean?
Yes.
You sure?
As far as the kitchen, you mean?
Well, just like themselves. Are they clean people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
They are.
Good, good. They're nice people, too?
Yes.
Okay. Are you white, or what are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Thank God, right?
And I have worked in kitchen, or I have seen kitchens that year. I have in mind, so I understand that.
Okay. Can I talk? Because I speak Indian. Can I talk to one of the Indians, or can I?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, honey. I love you.
One moment.
All right. Bye, baby.
Good evening, Sheila.
Hello.
Hi, Sheila.
Good evening.
Fantastic, Sheila ji. Aap khud jitni khoobsurat hai na, aapki awaaz bhi utni khoobsurat hai.
Shukriya.
Hello, sweetheart. Kya sex hai aapki awaaz mein? Sexy voice, sexy body. Mere baare mein kya khayal hai? Do you find me sexy?
Hey, do you want some? I've got a bunch of
Hello.
Haji.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you guys, you're Indian, right?
No, but I do speak Hindi.
Oh, but you're not Indian?
No.
Where are you from?
Nepal.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, because I wanted to order banchud. You don't know what that is?
What do you say?
Banchud.
Banchud?
Yeah.
It is a bad word, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's you, right? You have that? Yeah. Okay.
You knew it.
That is a bad word. All right. I'll call again.
I've got a whole list of O'Briens in Belfast.
Dark Stranger making a good point.
Thank you for calling Lillian Champa.
Yeah, can I speak to that guy again, please?
Yeah, he's actually helping a customer right now.
What's he doing with him?
It's like he's setting a table.
Yeah.
Just put a menu down.
Oh, wow. Okay. What is he introducing himself and all that?
No, there's no customers actually. I think he's just busting a
is
table.
Is he angry?
Oh. Is he angry?
No, he doesn't look angry.
Hey, tell him to hurry up and, you know, come back. Tell him to come back. That it's important.
All right, hold on.
Because you told me he was with a customer.
Yell banjo at him. He'll get here quicker.
What a banjo. Da 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 da. He hung up. The owner must have said, "You hung up. Hang up." Calling again. They were voted the top lunch buffet in Denver 3 years in a row.
Ooh, yum. Oh, the old fax trick.
Yeah.
Little India Champa.
Yeah, what happened? Why did you hang up?
Sir, can you please stop calling here?
Did he say to hang up?
Yes. Why? You said you were being very rude.
Well, I was trying to, because I'm trying to see if you have a specific thing that one of my Indian friends told me. And apparently it was a curse word. It was a joke that he was playing on me. So I'm just trying to, if you can put him on just so I can apologize, tell him it's to say I'm sorry and explain, please.
Well, he's not available right now, but I will let him know that you're deeply sorry, and thank you.
Okay, all right, and tell him that I didn't mean that about his sister and all that. That happened,
right.
You know.
Okay.
All right,
thanks, sir.
All right, bye. Motherfucker. No, whatever. Bitch. dude, will you call? Stop calling, man. You gotta stop calling, man.
Hey, do you want to call some people in Belfast and wish them happy St. Patrick's Day?
Sure.
None of these are confirmed, though, so...
Okay.
So I'm that lonesome loser.
I know. It's okay. You do the best you can. No one can be a lonesome loser. So, A.O. Yep. Brian. A.O.
Where'd the turbo go?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hey, is that O'Brien?
What's up?
It's Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Cross. Did you do a lot of fucking and drinking today?
What?
You do a lot of drinking and fucking today? Drinking alcohol and fucking bitches?
Who is this?
Well, this is Cross.
Go and fuck your ma.
Ah, well, that's not very nice.
Well,
hey, you stole me Lucky Charm.
Go enjoy yourself and fuck your man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to fuck
you. You do that, Sonny's out there. I'll give your dad one too, okay?
Your mother fucks a snake. Oh, shit. That was straight up Irish right there. You know, he has been, right?
I take this one.
Yeah, same guy.
Hello.
Hello, where's your husband at? I was just talking to him.
Speak in English, maybe we can hear you.
Let me talk to your husband.
I'm not married.
Are you a boy?
Pardon?
You sound like a boy.
You sound like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, you have boy parts down there?
Pardon?
You have boy parts, boy private parts?
Does your mother fuck fucking transvestites?
Fuck you, bitch woman.
She must be. Your mother is a transvestite. Oh. She probably goes to Thailand and fucks all the men.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck your mother, fuck bitches, bitch.
I want to take a peek in your knickers.
They're awfully fiery today.
They've been drinking all night.
I've been drinking all fucking week. Hey, happy drunk motherfuckers day.
Happy drunk asshole day.
Bitch.
Hey, boy.
Hey, I'm going to come nibble on your Lucky Charms.
Do-do-do-do.
I bet it smells like fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fish and dirty sheep.
All right, they're staying on. I'll keep them on and do another call. Do you think that's a girl or a kid?
No.
Hello?
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Miles, Chief Miles O'Brien.
Hello?
Yeah, is this B. O'Brien?
Yeah.
Happy St. Patty's Day, motherfucker.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good. This is Miles O'Brien.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Starfleet.
Sorry?
I'm from Starfleet.
A new Starfleet.
I'm a chief engineering officer. I'm stationed on Deep Space Nine, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, listen, you do a lot of drinking and fucking today? Fucking a lot of bitches and drinking? Like a month?
Sorry, say it again. It's a bad line.
Did you do a lot of drinking and fucking today?
Today?
Yeah, because today's a good day for fucking and drinking.
All right.
Listen, mate, I don't know if you can hear that fucking foreign arsehole on the other line. Tell him to fuck off.
Sorry?
There's some prick on the other line. I can hear you, English accent, some prick with another accent.
Don't listen to her. She's lying.
She's a bitch liar.
Fuck off, you fucking arsehole. I'm phoning the police, you cunt.
You do that, you bitch.
Fuck off, you prick.
You whore.
Don't listen to her. She's a drunk fucking whore.
Yeah, she's drunk as
fuck. No, you're a fucking whore, and your mother's a fucking whore. Your mother fucks your son, mate. Better still.
Listen to how you are.
She's
listen.
Got a dick.
Yeah. She has boy. She has boy
private
parts.
Settle down
parts.
There, cunt.
She has a penis.
Your mother's fucking all the neighbors, man. She's a slut. Let me tell you.
You would know.
One testicle.
Takes one to know one.
Excuse me, ma'am. How many fingers can you put in your ass?
All right, I'm calling a priest, Father O'Brien. Hang on.
Yeah, because this bitch needs to be blessed.
She needs to be fucking, yeah.
She needs to be saved.
She needs to give her a douche so the devil comes out of her, ass.
Hello?
Father O'Brien.
Speaking.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy Feast of St. Patrick's. This is Chief Miles O'Brien. I'm from Starfleet. I'm a chief engineer on Deep Space Nine. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. It's St. Patrick's Day. Did you do a lot of drinking and fucking today? A lot of fucking?
No.
You're a sick cunt, mate. Why don't you fuck off and annoy someone else?
Are you fucking a lot of bitches today, Father? Did you drink any wine? You probably drank wine today, right? Yep. Lady, Father, don't mess this up for us, okay? This is important what we're doing.
Father, we have a squirrely woman on the line. She needs to be saved.
Father, he's saying is it a priest?
Yeah, it's a priest.
You're a sick fucking cunt. Now fuck off. I'm phoning the police. Fuck off, you asshole.
Personal call is on the phone.
Hey, we're trying to talk to our personal priest there, our father, so you better lay off, bitch.
He's actually the priest in your town. Do you go to the church? Does she go? Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Father, how are you?
Hello. Happy days. We've had you on for 2 minutes now.
What did you
say? And I've got you tracked. I've got your phone tracked, so...
No, you don't. No, you don't, motherfucker.
Well, get your phone tracked now. Fuck. You've been on for 2 minutes. You've been on too long.
No, you don't, you cunt.
Bye.
Okay, you cunt.
Wait a minute. 2 minutes is a requirement to get us tracked? Then we'd be fucked all over the place.
Father, are you still there?
Hello. You're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the...
Okay.
We gotta keep that old broad's number handy.
Shit.
Yeah.
And it all started by you telling her she sounds like a boy.
Well, I called her husband first.
Yeah, you were like the same guy. And I'm like, let me talk to your husband. She's like, oh, I'm not married. And I'm like, what?
You know, she got really quiet when you told her that that was the priest from her town. Because she thought, oh, shit, he's probably going to recognize my voice.
I'm calling the priest back. Hello? Hello? Father O'Brien? Okay, Father O'Brien's just going to listen. Maybe he'll just silently pray for us. I'll keep you on, Father O'Brien. You talk if you feel like it. We're calling Jay O'Brien. Do you know him? Roger that.
Hello?
Yeah, is that Jay O'Brien?
It is, yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Did you do a lot of drinking and fucking today? Oh. I guess not. Anyway. All right, Baz, you posted some more, right? Here's K. O'Brien.
Yeah, there's...
Knockout Brian.
I wonder if they drink scotch in Ireland.
Here, you take it. Ask them. All right, I'm trying the next one.
Prank Mania just informed us of some nice little trivia. It says the Irish have tiny sexual organs.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And I saw that, yeah. And Enigma said pee-pee-poo-poo.
That's fucked up, Enigma.
Hey, someone's calling. Someone's calling. International. Awesome. Oh, shit. Maybe it's police from international. Report.
Hello.
Report. Hello. They hung up. I should have just said hello. I'll call him back.
Well, call my number and hang up, motherfucker.
I keeps it real.
Mm-mm-mm. You know, it's not one of the numbers that we called, so it's a different number.
Hello? Hello? Say something, motherfucker!
St. Patrick's Day, it's the law. You have to talk to us.
You dumb
identify yourself.
Motherfucker, you. All right, Baz.
You identify yourself, you fucking lowlife cunt.
Hey, it's her.
Oh, it's the dude, the man dude, the hermaphrodite.
The lady dude.
Yeah.
The lady boy.
The woman with a dick. What's up?
We had a nice talk with your priest, and he doesn't think too highly of you, cunt.
Yeah. He said that he knows about your dick.
Yeah, there's big trouble now.
It's okay, it's all being recorded for the police.
Oh my god!
Oh shit.
Oh shit!
No, please don't. Please don't.
You can't record it because we still have the father on the line and we're confessing our sins. That is against the law. The fuck is that?
See, they're devil
like
people.
A goat.
They're devil people. Yeah, it's a goat too, right? You got a goat over there, motherfucker? You fucking a goat?
That's what them devil people like to keep as pets.
Anyway, Baz, M. O'Brien for you.
All right.
Welcome to BT on the 157.
All right, no, nothing. Sorry. Hey, Dwight, nope. What number is this you posted about JDF? Dwight, Kent, hey. All right, Baz, you were saying. Go ahead, Baz.
Oh, I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Okay, well, we'll wait for Ken to come back so we can do that number that he posted there. In the meantime...
My Skype just lags like a bitch, and I can't hit the unmute button until it recovers.
Man, you're really dumb. All right, so what happened?
That too.
What happened? What number is this for Jay? Is this the same number we did earlier?
That says one number. It says not accepting calls right now. Let's see if they are now.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, let's see. I think that means that it's shut off, though.
Well, he is at lunch, so he may have shut it off.
Well, it means like it's...
The person you are calling cannot accept calls.
Like shut off from the company, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, JDF didn't pay his fucking bill.
Yeah, or whoever has it then. It's probably a Mexican. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out where he was having lunch at, but there's no distinguishing anything from the picture there.
Hey, did you guys save that incoming cell phone number from that lady?
Oh, no, I can't.
I lost it. Shit.
That was the, yeah, I'll get it for you. Hold on.
It had to cost her quite a bit of cash just to call and hang up on us.
Yeah. Yeah, she went through with it, unless she has Skype. You know, she called from a different number. Maybe she was calling from Skype. You know what I mean? Maybe she's one of those. Skype.
She wants to start an international war.
We got to watch out with that, man. The Irish army, man, will fuck us up. Okay. Hey. Let's look at the map.
Here's a
what?
Message here for you.
Oh, okay. Good.
Skype chat.
Skype chat message. Okay.
It's from Zax.
Okay. When is it not, though?
Matt's doing a show tonight. That's right. It is Monday night. So he'll be doing a party time show tonight. When's he starting? He starts at 9, or like 11.
I think he starts at 10. Is 10? It 10 sets?
10 his time, right?
10 East.
I think it's 10 Eastern.
No, he's Central though.
Yeah, he's Central. Okay. I don't know. It's tonight. It's tonight. If you hang out in the Madhouse chat, you will get the word. But tonight.
And according to Zax, it's going to be a super drunk show.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if they could compete with last week's. That was fucking drunk beyond belief.
That was fun. Yeah, I was on that show. Remember, I took an Ambien for it. It was awesome. I found a half an Ambien. I was like, woohoo! Let's party.
He's fucking laying on the floor.
Ida. And I talked to her again. She was sober and she was still kind of talking like that. And I don't know what that means. I had more Indian restaurants and I cleared them out. Let me get them. Well, I'm kind of done with Indian restaurants right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking here. Urban Realty. There's a place called The Broker, but it's a food place. I don't know about that. Dentist, anybody? And we got a clothing store called Family Affair. All right, let's try that. Fuck it.
Do it live.
Fuck it. Do it live. Yeah, it is a big day for the Green Ranger, right? It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
JDF is a big day for him.
Yeah, he's got a picture out there that says Happy Green Ranger Day or some shit like that.
He's the only ranger that won't get pinched.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. If his wife's not wearing green, I'm going to squeeze her knockers instead of pinching her.
Yeah. Instead.
He should be the white. I would tout that I was the white ranger, not the green ranger. The white ranger was more. It was cooler, I thought, than the green ranger. No, or the original green is the. I never really watched it because when Power Rangers got big, it was like my freshman year in high school, and I didn't care for shit like that anymore.
Yeah, my kid was into it for a while, so we got a bunch of DVDs downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, my nephew was in it for a while. He kept saying he was going to cut me with a Power Ranger sword all the time. I'm like, great. Thanks, kid. Appreciate that. Actually, yeah, he was a Power Ranger for Halloween one year. I think when he was 5.
Here you go, Carlito. Here are the tits we were talking to on the phone there.
Okay. I'll check. Give me a second. I'm copying a number first. I found a fitness studio here. We'll call also. All right, what did you send now? What is this?
That's the chick we were talking to, his wife.
Okay. Huh? They're coming up.
Not bad.
And how do you know this?
Because he puts her pictures on it the fucking time and shit all like right. that. And like, all right. He put one, I think she was wearing some type of ranger outfit and shit, too. I don't know. He whores her out on there all the time.
She's older than him, right? Totally, right?
I think so.
Because he was 19 when I was 14. Because he started the show when I was 19, and I was 14 at the time. I don't know. She's got to be older. Yeah. Anyway, she's all right for her age. For a 50-year-old, she'd be all right. Even a late 40-year-old, she'd be all right. All right, anyway, I was going to call someone, then I got to pee. If I'm going to keep doing a show, I'm going to have to take a break.
Yeah.
Fitness studio, let's do it. And we're still waiting for it to connect. That's a bullshit.
Let me look for it. Yeah, okay. Right. I just found a picture where you can really tell that she's had a rough life.
Okay. She got them wrinkles. All right, listen.
Yeah, she looks like she was rode hard and put away wet.
Nice. I like those tits, though. I'm going to jerk off to those later. Listen, I got to go pee real quick. I'll be right back. Give me about 5 minutes. You guys hang on, all right? Don't talk during the break. You know that pisses me off. I've told you many times. Both of you. All right. Be right back. Thank you.
You've been chastised.
Right after this.
You know what I hope? That when you die, they put your GPS in your box.
and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Make some noise! For those who are listening, Punjabi MC, Ajo, make a makira, make a sonia, makira.
All right, I'm back. Thank you for hanging in there. Not sure if the other guys are here. Guys, are you here? Oh, hang on. I fixed it now. Hey, guys, now you're here.
Hey, I'm here. Ken's sick and shit.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. He needs to do that. All right, yeah. Did you guys get any more numbers I should know about before I keep looking?
No. Nunu was asking if we called Bangladeshis and Stoke-on-Trent, but he hasn't sent me any numbers. Oh, hey, I've got a bunch of numbers that Dashy sent me.
Okay, all right.
Let me forward those on there. I guess he posted a Craigslist ad for Magic the Gathering cards for free.
Okay, all right, cool.
And so here's some people that responded.
All right, awesome.
The cards.
Those are always fun.
Oh shit, those aren't. They're not formatted.
All right. Yeah.
Format them.
Yeah, it makes it much easier. All right, I'll let you do that while I call a 24-hour fitness. Shout out to Brad Carter RBCPP. RBPP. You hear KDK this weekend? He's quite talkative.
We're calling 24-Hour Fitness. With state-of-the-art equipment, certified personal trainers, and more than 400 clubs open up to 24 hours, we're committed to helping you meet your goals on your time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For new membership information, press 1. For club address...
This is Chaz at 24 Colorado Alameda.
Bro, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Good, man. I'm looking to see if you guys get. Do you have any problems with synthol use down there?
With what?
Synthol.
What's that?
Synthol. It's a fat you inject in your muscle to make it look bigger.
I don't believe so. Why?
I just want to make sure there's no problem because I do it there, like because you got the mirrors all around. I like to get a round look, you know, around my whole body and see where I got to inject the synthol, you know, where I got injected. What's that, buddy?
I don't believe so, man.
You don't think it's a problem?
No.
Okay.
Are you a member?
I'm going to be. Do you have rules against, like, do you have, like, a rule about looking at girls and stuff? Like, looking at the other girls?
Hold on one second. Let me put you on hold real quick, all right?
All right, motherfucker.
Limitations apply.
Yeah, hey, bro, what's up? Oh, hung up. Oops. Hung up on the wrong one.
Not sure you're ready to join 24-Hour Fitness? No problem.
Give your number to Brad Carter, and he will let you know.
Hi, thanks for calling Planet Fitness. This is Sonya speaking.
I'm sorry, I hung up the phone on accident, bro. How you doing?
No worries, I'm great. How are you?
Good, yeah, I wanted to come in. Can I talk to a man?
A man?
Yeah, because to talk to you, you're a woman, you know, and it's like you don't have the same kind of workout and all that, kind of abilities.
No worry, let me pass you on. Give me just a second.
All right, bro.
Yeah.
Should I try to get Turbo back? Or, like, what's up with him?
Yeah, I don't know. I messaged him, asked him, where'd you go? But he didn't answer.
Maybe he fell asleep.
Could have, but usually he hung up, though.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hey, bro, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Eddie. I wanted to come down and work out. I want to see the kind of machines you got, but I want to clear some stuff out first. Hello?
What do you mean?
Well, like, I don't want to have problems because I talk to women sometimes a lot, and I just look at them while I'm working out. Like, I like to have women around, you know. I smoke some weed in my car, and then I come in, and I like to have women around while I'm working out, and I watch them while I lift, a power lift and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, well, is this an integrated, like, you know, co-ed kind of place, or are there going to be nice hot women around?
No, actually, I think your call was very inappropriate.
Come on, man. Come on, you know where I'm coming from, bro.
No, I do not.
All right, let me ask you this. From the weight benches, are the women's Stairmasters, like, facing away from me so I can see them from behind?
Do you have a serious question to ask me?
What about the treadmills? Which way do they face, the treadmills there?
Do you have a serious question to ask me?
Yes.
Because I find your call to be highly inappropriate.
Can I ask a serious question?
And as soon as I hang up the phone...
I command you to answer me.
As soon as I hang up the phone, I'm going to dial *57.
I've got a serious question, sir.
I'm going to have my friends over at the police department trace the call.
You don't have any friends there.
Sir?
Oh, I do.
This is David Snoswell. I've got a serious question. May I ask it? Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, you know, I'm a member, and... I've got a little bit of a problem. I was wondering if I have to adjust my groin cup frequently. It kind of rides a little funny, so I'm sticking my hands down my pants a lot. Is that going to be a problem? Will that be misconstrued?
I find this call to be highly inappropriate.
Do you have the rodeo machine there? You know, the Bucking Bronco? The electronic bull. All right, I'll call a different Planet Fitness. They have really big rules about not being a juice head and making grunting noises and stuff there. That's why I like messing with them.
So that's synthol. Is that what people are injecting into their muscles to make them look big?
Yeah, it's like a fat, synthetic fat, and it makes them look all big. And then, it's a big controversy now that like all the pros are doing it. And there's no way to really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. This is a different one. I got to answer. Come on. That guy's calling his friends at the police.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. Uh-oh. This is Kenny speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering about getting a membership there. I like to lift and stuff. What direction do the treadmills face?
You want north, south, east, west, or...
No, like, do they face away from the heavy equipment or towards it?
Yeah.
Away?
Yeah, they face out into the parking lot. I don't know if you've been by the location here, but they face out into the parking lot.
Oh, all right. So then while I'm working out, I can see everyone from behind, right?
When you're on, say, if you're using the free weights, if you're staring into the mirror, then you'd be looking out into everyone else. Otherwise,
very nice. And they won't know. Yeah. They won't even know because they're facing the other way and I'm looking in the mirror so I can see what's going on.
Right.
All right. All right. So, and what's closest to the weights, to the freeway area? Is stairs or treadmills?
For cardio equipment, it would be the ellipticals.
Oh, nice. So I'll be able to see the elliptical, see the women, their whole body moving, using the elliptical, like from behind the ass and everything, the nape of their necks. Okay.
Yeah. I guess, have you ever been into a Planet Fitness before?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Do you know what we're... Did you go through the tour and everything, and have you heard what we're about?
A gym's a gym, bro. I mean, it's like whatever, you know?
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm new in town. And I need a place to lift. I totally got to work on my quads again, and my upper delts need some toning up too.
So, I don't know if then necessarily we're going to be the gym for you. The way that Planet Fitness works is we're known for our judgment-free zone.
Nice.
And what that means, we don't cater towards bodybuilders or powerlifters. Most of our gym users are first-time gym users, so we try to keep it really relaxed, comfortable,
Workout
environment kind of thing.
Yeah, so I'll be doing my own thing, and I can watch all these new women, you know,
Not going to be too many women to watch is the problem. If that's what you're looking for, then probably Planet isn't what you're.
I like to have nice looking women around the gym while I'm working out. You know, give little real estate to look at. You know what I mean? And
sure,
there's some hot broads. There's some hot broads in this town.
Do you know what kind of like our free weights just go up to 75 pounds? There's nothing more than that. I would probably suggest at this point you probably stopping by and taking a tour of the gym just to see
Totally. Yeah, I'll come dress me and my bro Baz. He spots for me. He's going to be coming with me too. Hey, I'm going to put him on, but real quick, the machines you have, do you have a horse machine? Do you have the electric bull there?
No.
You don't have an electric bull there? Okay. All right. What about a Sibian?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna put my bro Baz. Bro Baz. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Baz. So you said that your free weights only go up to 75 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be perfect for me because I don't work out a lot. I just want to just keep in shape and maintain my muscle tone. I'm not necessarily looking to bulk up. You know what I mean?
We'll lift some equipment too. We'll add more weight. We'll find stuff to pick up.
The question is, do you have a masking tape available or electrical tape at the desk when we check in?
No.
Well, I guess you said it is a judgment free zone. I tend to get kind of excited when I'm working out, and I tend to get an erection. So I thought maybe I should just tape that bitch down so it doesn't pop out. But if it's a judgment-free zone, nobody's going to point and look. Yeah, so I usually tape my penis down. Then if I get an erection, it doesn't stick out like a big flagpole.
Yeah,
but if it's a judgment-free zone, it wouldn't matter, would it? Nobody's going to judge me, right? Nobody's going to judge me. You said it's a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, but we can tape it back, you know, like RuPaul does, or just wear a cup, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But then we got to keep adjusting the cup all the time because we got big fucking dicks, you know.
Yeah,
we don't juice. We don't juice or nothing like that. Or we got big balls and big dicks, so we always got to adjust all the time. So we're always got our hands on our pants adjusting.
I have a lot of things to do right now, and I'm sorry.
My testicles are full of testosterone.
How's the real estate there right now? We're thinking about coming down now for a tour. How's the real estate there now?
Yeah, not very good.
No. There's no hotties there. No eights or nines.
Can I come down and whack off?
You got a couple fives also for that.
If you want to? Sure, you can come on and do that, and I'll just call the cops. But that's up to you.
Do you got a couple fives there? What do you got going on right now, women wise?
I look, guys. It's been really fun talking to you, but I got to get going. Thanks.
I had a 10 once, two fives at the same time. Yeah. That counts like a 10 in my book, motherfucker. And I did.
Yeah.
That's the way I went. That's the way I looked at it.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's
not. I got about 10 minutes left, and I got to go pick up the kid machines.
I'm going to, at the top of the hour, I'm going to end, so that would leave me with 10 more after that, probably. All right. Or 15, I don't know. Oh, Ken's here. We got him. All right. What are these numbers from Dashy again? These are people interested in the cards.
Yeah, he put a fake Craigslist ad in offering free Magic the Gathering cards in San Francisco.
Okay.
So these are people that want the free cards.
Oh, man, I don't remember which sets let me see what sets are hot now. Magic the Gathering. I haven't played in so long. Hang on, let me just educate myself.
I like that third number. It's the number of the person is Grandma Rebecca.
Grandma Rebecca. She probably wants him for... She's a grandma, I'm guessing. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a list somewhere where I can see? Because, you know, the every year they come out with, like, a series, you know, update. They're going to be like, which ones are they, dude? And I'm like,
yeah, I never got into that.
I'm going to be like, Mizra's... Someone in the chat room know? Any of you Magic players in there? What's the current release? I'm looking.
You got that card that gives plus five to penis length or something.
Level five power sword. We tell them we have a Black Lotus. I'm going to tell them I have one of the Black... Because the Black Lotus, I know, is like thousands of dollars. I'm going to say, I got this fucking... It says Black Lotus. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell them. That's one of them. Fuck it.
And listen to them cream their pants.
Yeah, all right. All right, here we go. I'm just going to tell them I'm going to tell the truth. I used to play up until I graduated from high school. Well, I played after that, too. I played in college. Oh, I lost chat connection. Did we lose everything else? Okay, no, we didn't. All right, it was just chat. You did, too? Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. But I reconnected.
Was it a net split? Maybe.
Your call has been forwarded.
Do the next one, Big Gerald. Gerald. Girl.
Gerald.
Gerald. Oh, I dropped.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is free.
Baby. And Grandma Rebecca isn't going to know what the fuck a Black Lotus is if she really is a grandma.
Yeah, she's had a few Black Lotuses in her day.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
She's got a Black Lotus.
Catch
now.
My drift.
Gerald Richardson?
Gerald Richardson? Josh. Big Josh. Ugh.
Are you not calling Granny?
Not yet. Because she's not going to know what a Black Lotus is. Oh, come on. Kevin. Come on, Kevin. This is our last one. No!
Hello?
Yeah, Kevin. Or Josh. Kevin. Yep. Kevin. Hey, buddy. I found those magic cards, my parents' house. My mom just passed away, so my dad is having me clean out all the old stuff, and there's, like, tons of stuff when I was in high school. And there's, like, a box of magic cards. I haven't played this crap in so long, I don't care for it. I'm just trying to get rid of it. I can go through some of the cards, let you know. There's, like, some, it says ghost something. Hang on. Armageddon. Is that a card? Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
All right. And then, like, my friend was looking at some of them, and he said that they were, like, revised edition. I think he said revised edition stuff. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. I got Odyssey stuff, Torment stuff, Judgment stuff.
Okay.
Are those pretty old? They got to be old because this is when I was in high school still, I'm guessing.
Right. Yeah.
I never was really good. All right. There's then separate. I have like some loose cards. Like this one says Black Lotus. I don't know if that's any good. It says adds three mana of any single color of your choice to your mana pool. I don't even because mana is what you tap. You do the tapping thing, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yep.
So then I don't care for this. I know there's a Anyway, Black Lotus, I don't know if that means, if that's a good card or not.
Yep, pretty good.
Okay. All right. Did you want to meet up somewhere?
Are you just trolling me?
No. I need to get... I'm just trying to get rid of some stuff. I got a Nintendo 64 here also. There's a gold Zelda cartridge, and it has a yellow, like a banana yellow controller with a copy of Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong 64.
Honestly, if the cards are in any reasonable condition at all, you should look to sell those, because the Black Lotus should be worth quite a lot.
Really?
Yep.
Like pawn store a lot, maybe?
Like a card store. Go to a comic shop.
Like a comic shop, you think?
Yeah, comic shops will pay good money for that. Because that's why I figured you must be trolling me, because Black Lotus is like the rarest card in Magic. And
I have some of these cards. I have some of these cards since like 96, 95.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should take those to your shop and sell them. You'd get a lot of money.
Fuck. Let me put Baz on the line. I don't want to deal with this shit. Baz.
Hey, yeah, hey, this is Baz. Yeah, like he said, we're cleaning out this estate here. And she just passed away. And she actually has some 2014 cards. They look like they're shit cards, but they're like the Banisher Priest, Young Pyromancer, Shadowborn Demon. I don't know. Did you want those?
The previous person who was on the line, that some of the older cards are probably worth quite a lot.
They're just cards, you know.
I got Earthworm Jim, Clay Fighters 33 and a third, Mortal Kombat Ultimate.
I mean, how can a card possibly be worth that much? I mean, these are just like bubblegum cards, aren't they? I know nothing about it.
It's worth whatever people will pay for it, and because it's like some of those cards are really rare, so you could be talking hundreds or even hundreds of dollars for a single card, depending on
But aren't these like just little kids whose testicles haven't descended yet? Don't they just sit around and play these stupid games with their friends?
I'll give you the card. I'll give it to you if you suck my dick.
Yeah. We're just trying to lure you in for a sexual encounter.
Are you bisexual?
Good one, then.
Are you bisexual?
I'm not.
Oh, you're straight?
No, have a good one.
You're a straight boy cat?
All right.
We'll just, you can just masturbate.
Enjoy trolling people.
You can just masturbate. Okay, no problem. Thanks. He knows. He knows what's up. Well, enjoy trolling people. All right, let's call Grandma. Yeah, Grandma. Can you stay still, Baz, or are you a motherfucker?
Yeah, I can stay for a few minutes, yeah.
Ken?
I want to hear Granny. Granny Becky.
Yeah, Ken's here, too. Black Lotus. He didn't get real excited about it.
Well, at least he was honest.
Well, yeah, when he bought it, he was honest, though. He was like,
Yeah.
Hello?
Grandma?
You want to take a black load?
Grandma?
Granny Becky? Got a big black load for you.
No answer.
Open wide.
I can't work with them, but they don't want to answer.
Yeah. No, I mean, but most people just say, "Oh, yeah, Black Lotus, that's okay. I'll take it off your hands for you."
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, yeah, well, yeah. I'm expecting to get really crazy, like, "Oh, yeah, yeah." Anyway, here's an incoming call. Let's see if it's police.
Uh oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Cross, is this
Becky? Oh, is this Grandma Rebecca?
Yes.
Oh, hey, baby, how you doing?
Cross, it's Grandma Rebecca.
Hey, we have some magic cards. You contacted us for them?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at them right now.
Excuse me?
I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, awesome.
We have Black Lotus.
You have what?
Black Lotus.
That's cool.
We got Big Pussy. That's the name of the card.
Cream Street.
Cream Street. Cream Pie.
We got Cream Street 3 cards.
They're like the music just playing.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I've got the Big Ken card. That's the most expensive one.
Let me try to call it back.
Hello?
Yeah, did you disconnect there? What happened, honey?
Excuse me?
Did you disconnect?
Yeah, why? I did.
I'm just reading the name of the cards.
Okay, well, we don't want those cards.
Well, they're free. Come on.
You're going to harass me because I don't want your free shit? Are you fucking serious?
Are you really a grandma?
Hey, Granny.
You're really a douchebag, huh?
You had a kid when you were like 14 and your daughter did too? Are you like
sex when you're young?
Are you like a 30-year-old grandma? Oh boy, I think that's what's up. Because she doesn't sound like she's that much older than 30.
No.
Damn.
Nice. Pop went out at 15, and then her daughter did too.
Oh my gosh.
One, two, three. Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Hi. All right.
Should call her back again if she answers.
All right, sure. Why not? Let me get back up here to Grandma Rebecca.
Got a new phone. Anyways, leave a message and with the details and a phone number. I can read you my phone book and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Granny. This is David. Why don't you dust off that cooter and get ready for my big black Lotus? You know you want it. Here's Big Ken.
It's the plumber.
Plumber? Oh, yeah. I didn't call a plumber.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Grandma Becky. Look. Oh, there, Grandma Becky, you're prettier than those sheep. I don't know about it being as tight as those sheep, but maybe it's really.
We'll squeeze it in.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Right, to erase and re-record. Message review.
Hey, Granny. This is David. Why don't you dust off that cooter and get ready for my big black Lotus? You know you want it. Here's Big Ken.
It's the plumber.
I didn't call a plumber.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma Becky. I don't care, Grandma Becky. You're prettier than those sheep. I don't know about it being as tight as those sheep.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message with normal delivery, press. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
There you go. It's a crazy-ass fucking message we just left. All right.
All right. I got to go.
All right. See you later, buddy.
That was fun.
All right.
Later on.
Thanks for being on. I'll do a few more, Ken, if you want to stay on with me. If not, you can go.
That's fine. Yeah, my niece decided once she saw Baz's chicken picture, she had to cockle-doodle-doo into the fucking microphone.
Gotcha.
She keeps running in and out of here. Will you play with me? I was like, I'm doing something.
I'm busy. Damn you. Oh, man. How old is your niece?
She just turned 5.
Okay. She thinks
I got to play something with her all the time.
Yeah. That's all they worry about, man.
I'm like, go play with your dad.
All right. your 7-Eleven in Denver. Let's ask if they'll play with us.
I want them to sell me individual condoms. I don't want to buy a whole bag.
You got to go to the bathroom for that. You can get them. You need quarters, though.
I'm going to reuse it. I'm going to wash it out and use it again.
You need, I think it's like 3/4.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven.
Yeah, hey, honey.
Hey.
Hey, me and Dwight, we're going to go down there with our niece. Can you watch her for a little bit while we do some stuff?
You're talking to 7-Eleven, though.
Yeah, I know, because we're going to 7-Eleven, and you can just watch our niece. She's 4. Just watch her. She just play with her a little bit while we get some stuff.
Yeah.
you don't understand. Like, she gets really mad. She will break things in there. Like, she, last time we went to a store, she started breaking jars of pickles. Like, she was just picking them up and over her head and throwing them down on the ground. If she's not entertained, it's really bad. It has to be two of us. Mm. Yeah, we have her on a leash and everything, but seriously, like, feel free to yank on the leash really hard, too.
Yeah, it's that last time she got the Slurpee machine down into the on position and broke the fucking handle off.
Yeah, and she, like, popped the top off and climbed up, and she took a shit and a piss in it. She's like, ooh, daddy, look, like, I take a shit.
Bitch.
Get the kid on the leash, and it takes two of us to go out.
Not even our kid. We just don't want it anymore. It's yours now.
Yeah, she ain't answering now. Here's an army surplus store right next door.
I really hope that Tammy tells JDF about the interesting conversation earlier.
Yeah. Maybe I should have given the website. I don't know. She seemed like she was in a good mood about it. He seems like he'd be in a good mood about it.
She's sitting there, are you the people that call me all the time?
Like, that's not the half of it, lady. If you knew the shit that Unk has done. Hey.
I'm your new surplus. This is Laura. May I help you?
Yeah, can you watch our kid for a little bit when we go down there?
I'm sorry?
Can you watch the kid now while we go down there? We're bringing our niece. She's really bad. She breaks stuff in stores all the time. She picks stuff up and breaks them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have a wrong number.
No, wait. It's the Army Surplus Store.
Well, she has a problem with shit in her pants, but I can't afford diapers.
Yeah, we're at the 7-Eleven next door. She just broke a jar of pickles here, as a matter of fact. Like, she picked it up and threw it against the wall on purpose. She's crazy. She's, like, autistic or something.
What's going on?
Our niece. We're watching our niece. It takes two of us to watch her. And we're at the 7-Eleven next door. And she gets out of control. Like, she just broke a jar of pickles. She picked it up off the shelf at 7-Eleven and threw it against the wall.
Okay.
And then she held down the Slurpee machine. Like, she held the thing down, the handle, and it made a big mess. And the handle broke, and it kept going and going. They had to unplug it.
Okay.
So, anyway, we need to come next door. We're going to look at the Army Surplus Store. But can one of you guys, like, watch her? Her. She's really sweet. It's just that, you know. I'm raising her. I'm the uncle. Both parents are in jail right now.
You fighted?
Are you talking about Doreen?
Yeah.
Doreen's not here. She left for the day.
Yeah, I know, but I'm coming in. I need to check some stuff out at your store. You see? But in order for me to do that, I need you to watch the stupid kid.
How old is she or what?
Somebody farted.
Yeah, she's 4.
Ooh.
Yeah, but she's out of control. Like, she breaks stuff. We were just here at 7-Eleven next door.
Uh-huh.
And she picked up a jar of pickles and threw it. She does it all the time.
I don't know that I have anybody...
Where are the pickles?
...that has time to watch the little girl.
The pickles are on the floor.
They don't babysit, you know what I mean?
You're not getting pickles because you dropped them on the floor.
I'm going to throw the pickles.
No pickles. You dropped them on the floor. We have a leash on her. You just hang on to the leash and you yank. It's around her neck.
More pickles.
You have pickles there you can give her? If you have pickles, she'll eat those. That'll keep her occupied for like 10 seconds.
Are you gonna shop right away? Cause we don't babysit.
Yeah, it won't be that. We won't be that long. We need a level 10 power sword.
Huh?
We need a level 10 power sword.
A sword?
Yeah, level 10 power sword.
I don't have any swords.
All right. Do you have like canteens and stuff like that?
I have canteens and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I need then. I'll do canteens. I'm gonna get some canteens. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have anybody here that's going to babysit for you.
You're a woman. You can do it. I'm just going to give you the... Just hang on to the leash and talk to her. Say, hey, little baby, like that to her, you know?
No, I'm a manager. I don't have time to be babysitting. All working.
Come on. It's part of your job. I'm coming in to shop.
It's not part of my job to babysit for the child that you have. Listen. You are responsible for watching, not me.
Listen, don't make me curse in front of her, okay? All right? Now you're starting to really...
Excuse you? You have a good day, okay?
Mother effer. Oh, boy. That's cute.
Yeah, that was funny.
She did a good job, your niece there. I didn't want to curse in front of her, so.
Oh, she can't hear. I got my headset on. Oh,
okay.
I just tell her what to say. I'm saying, "Say I want more pickles," and she's like, "I want more pickles," and I mute the mic.
Okay. I want more pickles.
Yeah. All right. Well, to the two of you, I'm leaving. So I'll see you later, Dwight Ken. Take care. All right. Bye. Bye, little girl. And bye, everybody else. Thank you for tuning in to Madhouse Monday show. I got dinner to cook and games to play on my PC machine. Thanks for joining me. I will do another show Thursday. Hopefully video is working by then. Hopefully Google gets their shit straight. Google, Google, Google. And I got nothing else to say. MadhouseLive.com is a website. Tune in to Laugh Track Matt tonight, sometime around 10 p.m. Eastern.
Your motherfucking older neighbors, man. She's a slut, let me tell you.